This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. You can go to Rotary Club meetings or stop in at the PTA or try coaching a Little League team.
Yeah, these are all ways of connecting with your community, of participating in civic life. Well, it's difficult to do that if you live in a city where people come and go all the time, a city like Las Vegas. Producer Adam Burke found someone there who's trying.
8 miles west of the Las Vegas Strip, in a green residential area of the city, Sahara Avenue and Fort Apache Road cross one another. It's a typical busy intersection. There's a gas station, a few banks, some strip malls. Remarkably unremarkable.
Oh, baby, baby.
Until you spot the man in a long black coat with red cuffs and red lapels, black jeans, a mariachi hat.
I love you guys.
You see him? A stuffed toy parrot tucked under one arm.
A lot of people think I'm crazy, but you can't go by that, because a lot of people that play crazy is not really crazy, you know what I'm saying? So you can't go by what you see.
You got that? This guy's no lost musketeer. He's the unofficial, self-deputized ambassador of hospitality for this intersection.
Yow!
My name is Larry James Johnson, Sr., a.k.a. Mr. Happiness, the one and only.
Oh, yeah!
I've been on this corner, Sahara and Fort Apache, for like 6 years now.
Every day?
Every day, man. For 6 years. Spreading love and joy.
Give it up!
I'm on a mission, man. The happiest corner in the world. That's my goal, man, make this the happiest corner in the world, man. Because I'm all about all people, all colors, all races. I'm for everyone. Because I love everyone.
Baby!
Over the last 6 years, Larry Johnson, a.k.a. Mr. Happiness, has become a fixture here. The buoyant personality, the ever-changing costumes.
Hi, everybody!
All day long, he waves to passing drivers, he blows kisses, he shimmies along the median.
I'm doing kicks, I'm doing the swim, I'm doing whatever comes to my mind, because I'm a spur-of-the-moment type guy. I'm like Madonna, you never know what she's going to do next. You never know what Mr. Happy's going to do next.
Now, remember, Las Vegas is not the city of brotherly love. It's the city of gravity-defying growth and population churn. Over the last year, an estimated 72,000 people moved to Las Vegas, and some 24,000 people left Las Vegas. So, Mr. Happiness is a relative constant in a city of rootless newcomers. He's a community builder.
Spread love and joy, baby. It's a mission. It's a hard mission, but somebody got to do it.
Indeed, not every driver is hospitable to the message. Some wave, others flip him off, or worse.
One time I was out here, a guy threw hot coffee all on me. One time a guy sprayed mace in my eyes. I couldn't see for like 2 hours, but I was still out here, man, spreading love and joy. Love is powerful.
It's powerful, baby. Yeah!
And years of wading into thick rivers of traffic has won Mr. Happiness many, many fans. Among them, Christina, a pedestrian, and Chad and Vanji, two road workers.
He is the ultimate happy guy, definitely.
He doesn't seem to bother anybody.
He makes people smile. That's all that matters.
He's not out here panhandling or collecting from anybody. He's just doing his thing and being happy.
And that last guy lives in the neighborhood. Hank Bopp says Las Vegas could use more of the Mr. Happiness vibe.
You know, I live in a condo complex. You don't even know your neighbors in the breezeway. You know, it's an isolationist town.
What do you think it would take in order to have the town be less isolationist?
Well, you need the people to have more caring about their neighbors instead of everybody just wanting to do their own individual thing and not giving a beep.
After 20 years in the U.S. Army, Larry Johnson says he plans to spend the next 20 years working his magic at this street corner. He shows up day after day, he makes eye contact, he treats everyone with the same goodwill.
When people come to me and say they had a bad day, I shoot people up for a couple of seconds, you know what I'm saying? Then they go on their life journey.
As we zip by in our cars, cocooned in cell phone conversations, music, talk radio, and cup holder comforts, Mr. Happiness reminds us there's a world of human beings outside. And he offers that rare gift, the possibility of a simple human connection. For NPR News, I'm Adam Burke.